heartbroken over you. Life, it goes on, what can you do? I just wonder what it's gonna take. Another foreign or a bigger change. Because no matter how my life's changed, I keep on looking back on better days. You probably think that you are better now, better now. You only say that cause I'm not around, not around. You know I never meant to let you down, let you down. Would've gave you anything, would've gave you everything. You know I said that.
Good afternoon. It's 4 o'clock. My name is Tyler Kennedy, and here's what's happening inside your Ignite newsroom. Niagara police are investigating the cause of a train derailment in Port Colborne, Ontario. The train derailment closed Main Street West in Port Colborne for a few hours over the weekend, according to police. The derailment happened on Saturday, and it closed the road for several hours starting at 9 p.m. Niagara Regional Police Sergeant Aaron Gross stated in a media release, a northbound train was derailed as it was crossing Main Street West. Three of the cars wound up tipping over. The train was carrying Ontario wheat, according to Gross. Halifax Regional Police say three people have been stabbed at Charles P. Allen High School in Bedford, Nova Scotia. Police said in a statement they were transported to hospital for treatment and the extent of the injuries is unknown at this time. They initially put the number of victims at four before issuing a correction. Police were made aware of the incident at 9:20 in the morning, the statement says, and a student at the school was taken into custody at around 9:31. The police have asked the public to stay away from the area, and the Halifax Regional Center for Education said the school was placed in a hold and secure after the incident. Refugees who lost their fingers to frostbite in a near-fatal 2016 bid to cross the border have become Canadian citizens. Two men who nearly died in 2016 during their treacherous walk across the Canada-U.S. border in the frigid cold say it's a privilege to finally call themselves Canadian. With the red and white of the Canadian flag draped over their back, Sidhu Mohammed and Razak El became citizens of their new home in separate virtual ceremonies earlier this month. Mohammed, age 30, was the first of the two men to receive his citizenship certificate in the mail. Mohammed stated, "I don't want it to get any stains on it or anything. I protect it that way because this is like gold." Sports and weather next.
You've just arrived in Canada from your home country to better pursue your education and create a better life for yourself. You attend your first few classes and still have not made any friends. You feel alone, confused, and slightly depressed. That's what Social Inc. is for. We accept everyone for who they are, no matter your race, religion, or sexual orientation. We provide all staff and students with a personal, positive space for respect and support. When you have nobody to count on, you can depend on Social Inc. For more details, please visit mohawkcollege.ca/social-inc.
The MSA is not just Mohawk Student Association. It has the students' best interest in mind with HSR bus passes, food vendors like the Sour and Pizza Pizza, special student events happening in the Arnie, and health and dental plans. The MSA is here for you to make your college experience as easy and as fun as possible. To learn more about Mohawk Student Association, check out mohawkstudents.ca.
Sports. Taking a look at sports and NHL action, the Senators take on the Penguins, the Sharks will head to Edmonton to take on the Oilers, and the Flames are in LA to take on the Kings. In baseball action, the U.S. qualified for the WBC Finals yesterday and are waiting to see if their opponent will be Japan or Mexico. Japan and Mexico face off tonight at 7. And finally, in NBA action, the Bulls take on the 76ers, the Timberwolves play the Knicks, and the Kings will play the Jazz.
Ignite Radio weather.
Taking a look at your Hamilton weather, tonight we have a low of +1 with a 30% chance of rain showers or flurries late this evening and overnight. Tomorrow, it will be mainly cloudy with a high of 9 and a low of -2. And on Wednesday, we'll be getting a mix of sun and cloud with a 40% chance of showers and a high of 8. Currently outside the Ignite newsroom, it is 6 degrees.
You want hit music.
You want hit music.
Hit music. That's all we have. Ignite Radio.
At Ignite Radio now.
This is Ignite Radio.
care to see, but she only cares when she's so inclined. And I fret so much about her loving, I wish she'd let me be, but her destiny's got us so intertwined. Back in 2011, I decided to not let this play with my mind. But when the boys from out of town, they come back around, I feel like I'm meeting a crime. My girl, I ain't with it. I get jealous, but I'm too cool to admit it. When the fellas talk to my girl, I ain't with it. I get jealous, but I'm too cool to admit it. When the fellas talk to my girl, I ain't with it. I get jealous, but I'm too cool to admit it. When the fellas talk to my girl, I ain't with it.
Ignite Radio, that was Jealous by Chromeo. My name is Tyler Kennedy, and welcome back to the Tyler Kennedy Show. I am here. I'm super excited to be back again. You know, just like every week, I'm always excited to be here. And also like every week, there's tons of things I have to talk about. Of course, you'll be getting your Entertainment Minute and Wayback Playback like usual, but I also want to talk about some other very interesting things. Something that happened to me, and then it was a fire that happened. I don't want to get too into detail, but it was right beside where I was working, so... stay tuned for that. For now, it's Better Days by Polo G, only on Ignite Radio.
It's hard to balance school and finding time for healthy living. At the David Braley Athletic and Recreation Center, you can pick a routine and stick to it. I'm Jonathan Howe, and I'm a student just like you. I use the center's free exercise classes to power through my school day. With their staff leading you, these are the kind of classes you won't want to skip after week one. For a full list of classes offered and schedules, visit mohawkcollege.ca or drop by the David Braley Athletic and Recreation Center today.
When I first started at Mohawk, I was always surrounded by people. Whether I was down at the Arnie, or playing sports, or even just hanging out in the cafeteria. But even though I was always surrounded by others, it really wasn't hard for me to feel alone. At Social Inc., I found a place where I can really be myself and be a part of social inclusion and change at Mohawk. At Social Inc., you're among friends. Come say hi. We're behind the MSA desk in G112.
The best internet radio station playing hit music now.
This is Ignite Radio.
Brother can't make friends. Pray for better days. Now it's 300K when my day ends. Do you remember last night? Cause I blacked out. In an all white dress with a back out. Said be careful with a heart cause it's fragile. And thinking about a past make a lash out. See with me, it ain't no worries at all. Any problem, I'll be there in one call. If we locked in, you my dog. Fanny, you hang pictures on my wall. Roll one, let's get high tonight. Backseat, Maybach, lavish life. Chilling with the stars like a satellite. AP on my arm and it's shining bright.
Canada, to the U.S., Finland, Japan. Well, basically the whole world. This is Ignite Radio. Hit music now.
Ignite Radio, that was Easy On Me by Adele. Coming up in a little bit, I want to talk about the age-old question. You know, would you rather have a job that pays a lot and you hate it, or a job that doesn't pay a lot and you love it? For now, it's One of the Guys by Jessia, only on Ignite Radio.
This might come off a little unromantic, but I guess that's how you see me. I'm sorry if I'm sounding too pathetic, but I'm tired of believing. If we jump, we might get hurt, so I'd rather not put in the work, and I'll bite my tongue until I bleed, cause you don't see the best in me. And you're making me sick to my stomach, yeah, I can't breathe. I'm trying to play it cool, but you're so focused on me. How do I get over this without good insights? Cause I am too hot to be one of the guys, and I'm sick of smiling when you talk about her, feeling overly desperate and under-deserved.
But right now I just feel like I've been waiting for something you don't want. Cause if we jump, we might get hurt. So I'd rather not put in the work, and I'll bite my tongue until I bleed. Cause you don't see the best in me. And you're making me sick to my stomach. Yeah, I can't breathe. I'm trying to play it cool, but you're so focused on me. How do I get over this? We look good in ties. Cause I am too hot to be one of the guys. And I'm sick of smiling when you talk about her. Feeling overly desperate and underdeserved. How do I get over this? We look good in ties. Cause I am too hot to be one of the guys.
Ignite Radio, that was One of the Guys by Jessia. My name is Tyler Kennedy, and I want to talk about a question that people have been thinking about for years, and I mostly hear the same answer every time. And it's, would you rather have a job that you hate, but it pays a lot, or a job that you love, and it doesn't pay you a whole lot? Someone asked me this question the other day, and you know, every time I've been asked this question, or I've asked somebody else this question, like 9 out of 10 times, they say they would rather have the job that they love, you know, because they don't want to be miserable while they're working, even, you know, no matter the amount of money. But, you know, I found being on the radio, even though it's not my job, you know, it's more for school and more of a hobby, but I really enjoy it. And when I write my breaks out and I write my news out and I do everything, you know, that I have to do to prepare, you know, it doesn't feel like work because I'm enjoying it. So that makes me think, you know, I would rather have a job that I love. But, you know, in most circumstances, I would choose to have the job that I love, you know, but on the off chance, you know, that there would ever be a job that I absolutely hated, but, you know, it paid something like 7 figures a year or like high in the 6 figures, I think I would like 100% quit whatever job I'm working at, you know, even if I love it. You know, and I would go to that job that I don't like as much and work there, because then, you know, I could do that like horrible job and, you know, deal with it for way less time. And then, you know, eventually I'd be able to retire earlier because I made so much money. And, you know, I just think on the very slim off chance that I would get offered like a crazy amount of money, then I would take the job that I hated just so I could retire earlier. And then I wouldn't have to do any work at all. Maybe as I get older, my opinion on it will change. But for now, that's the way I'm looking at it. Coming up in a couple minutes, I will be bringing you our Entertainment Minute. But for now, it's Bad Guy by Billie Eilish, only on Ignite Radio.
Do you hear that sound? It's the sound of loneliness. You won't have to feel excluded again. Social Inc., working to respect the human rights of everyone, we're spreading a message of unity. Social Inc. offers a place for a student to relax and be their self without the fear of persecution. We support community and celebrate the diverse culture of Mohawk College. Reach out today and be a part of a unified community. Social Inc. is staffed with peer wellness workers that are there to help you. Open from Monday to Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., located G112.
Here at Mohawk's Massage Therapy Student Clinic, we've discovered that when lying down on the table, students can be a little quirky. There's the giggler, the groaner, the chatter,
you know, I just like my dog today,
and the snoozer. Hey, wake up.
What? Oh, where am I?
It's okay. You're in the MTSC at Mohawk College. Massage therapy, right here at Mohawk College, room R101 in the D-Bark.
Online. 24/7, 365. Playing hit music now. Only on Ignite Radio.
That bad type, make your mama sad type, make your girlfriend mad type, might sit you're that type, I'm the bad guy. Duh.
Yeah.
The Shazam sequel topped box offices on its opening weekend, but disappointed expectations. The New Line Cinema and Warner Bros. Superhero movie opened to a disappointing $30.5 million from 4,071 theaters, according to studio estimates Sunday. The film fell short of its modest expectations of $35 million, as well as the first film in the series, which reached $53.5 million in April of 2019. It earned its place on the very low end of modern DC comic movies, between Birds of Prey, which made $33 million in February 2020, and The Suicide Squad, which reached $26.2 million in August 2021. Both of those films were R-rated. Bella Ramsey, The Last of Us star, has given a grueling update about Season 2. As soon as the finale aired on Sunday, March 12th, fans wanted to know when they could expect a Season 2. Considering the episodes are still in the process of being written by co-creator Craig Mazin, it's expected there will be quite a wait before they premiere. However, Ramsey, who plays Ellie in the show, has given an update on when she thinks the episodes are likely to arrive. And if her estimates are correct, there will be an even longer wait. Speaking on the Jonathan Ross show on Saturday's episode, Ramsey said, "It will be a while. I think we'll probably shoot at the end of this year, beginning of next. So it'll probably be the end of 2024 or early 2025. Adam Sandler placed his hands on the bronze bust of Mark Twain and speculated that it one day might be the weapon used to bludgeon him in his sleep. A group of comedy and entertainment royalty gathered together at Washington Kennedy Center as Sandler was presented with the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor. Presenters including Drew Barrymore, Conan O'Brien, Chris Rock, Jennifer Aniston, Steve Buscemi, Dana Carvey, and Luis Guzman gave testimonials to Sandler's creative longevity while poking occasional fun at his uneven movie output and tendency to cast all his friends in his movies. I'm Tyler Kennedy, and that was your Entertainment Minute on Ignite Radio. Ignite Radio, that was Blinding Lights by The Weeknd. Coming up in a couple minutes, I'm going to be talking about a fire that happened right beside me last week. But for now, it's Thousand Miles by The Kid LAROI, only on Ignite Radio.
I know that look on your face. You're coming my way, you're coming my way tonight. Here goes another mistake I know I'm gonna make, I know I'm gonna make tonight. Oh, oh, you should let it go. You're better off alone, cause I'm a bad cause I'm with you. I know that look on your face. You're coming my way, you're coming my way tonight. And I will never change. To give it all up, trying to block you out, but you're invading my thoughts, and you got 10 fingers wrapped around my heart. Wish I could give you everything that you want, but I won't, no. Oh, you should let it go, you're better off alone, cause I'm about to get up with you. I know that look on your face, you're coming my way, tomorrow we'll say goodbye, and I will never change.
Ignite Radio, that was Thousand Miles by The Kid LAROI. My name is Tyler Kennedy, and something, something not excited because rather, I'm talking about the fire last week. I was just trying to read off my intro, but I messed up there. I'm talking about the fire that happened last week while I was at work. I was working in the building next door. It was somebody's shop, and it just set fire. And I walked outside, and there was tons of people looking at it. I ended up just, you know, locking up the store and walking as far away as I could because I didn't know what was in that building, and I didn't want to breathe any of, you know, whatever was in that building. I didn't want to breathe it in. So I ended up walking, like, down the street, and I was just seeing so many cars drive up to the police officer who was blocking the road because they had one on each end of the road. Blocking people so they didn't, you know, go in and get in the fire somehow. And, you know, it's, you know, they were just like keeping people out, but people, they wanted to know what was happening. So people kept stopping, pulling over on the side of the road and walking up to the officer who was supposed to be letting in and out, fire trucks. But, the officer got out of his car a couple times to go talk to like random people. You know, they might have been, you know, like volunteer officers, but the people left after they talked to him. But he would get out of his car, and then the fire truck would come, and he'd have to run back in. So I don't know if he was supposed to be doing that, but he was. And surprisingly, this isn't the first time a fire has made me go home early from work. In the summer, there was a barn fire across the street, and the police had to shut down, like, the entire road. And, you know, That's what it is. Coming up in a couple minutes, or in a minute here, I'll be bringing you our Wayback Playback, and I'll be making you guess the song there, only on Ignite Radio.
We constantly hear about well-known celebrities making a difference in the world. There's Mother Teresa, Gandhi, Princess Diana, Bono, Oprah, and many more. You don't have to be famous to make a change. You can definitely start by helping kids in your community. The Rewards Foundation is a Canadian charity that wants to give children the best start in life by keeping them in school and smoke-free. By sponsoring a child, you can make a difference in their life. Motivate a child to graduate smoke-free. Visit the Rewards Foundation at my5k.ca today.
Colon cancer is the number two killer of all cancers. It can affect anyone. But with early detection, the survival rate is estimated at 90%. The key? A simple test you do in your own home.
Hi, I'm Adam Van Cuverden, and I supported my dad throughout his winning battle against colon cancer. Talk with your doctor and get the test. Not knowing is not the answer.
For more information or to donate, visit coloncancercanada.ca. Colon Cancer Canada. We're behind, you're behind.
Born and raised in London, England, this singer-songwriter had one of the best voices of her era. With her unique blend of jazz, soul, and rock music, she won 6 Grammys and was nominated for 8 of them. This song won 3 out of those 6 Grammys for her, with Record of the Year, Song of the Year, and Best Female Pop Vocal Performance. This song is about her addiction with alcohol abuse. She will forever be missed and has definitely cemented herself as a legend in the industry. I'm Tyler Kennedy, and here's Rehab by Amy Winehouse, only on Ignite Radio.
They tried to make me go to rehab. I said no, no, no. Yes, I've been black, but when I come back, no, no, no. I ain't got the time, and if my daddy thinks I'm fine, they try to make me go to rehab. I won't go.
get enough hit music now? IgniteRadio.ca.
'Cause I need you like the flowers need the rain. I need you like the sun when the clouds turn gray. Oh, you like the blood running through my veins. I love you until now and forever away.
Yeah, bunks and rungs.
Sometimes I feel so lonely. Feels like there is no one around to hold me. And my head gets dark and heavy. But then I see your face. And I can only hope for the best. And I can only breathe with my chest. One step at a time, oh, you take me. You're leaving me blind, but don't leave me. 'Cause I need you like the flowers need the rain. I need you like the sun when the clouds turn gray. Oh, you like the blood running through my veins. I love you until now and forever away. From your violence, but no, I won't run away. You take the doll and make it vibrant. I could stay forever, baby. And I could only hope for the best. And I could only breathe with my chest. One step at a time, oh, you take me. You're leaving me blind, but don't leave me. No, no, no. 'Cause I need you like the flower. Sun when the clouds turn gray. Oh, we like the blood running through my veins. I love you until now and forever away.
Ignite Radio, that was Flowers Need Rain by Preston Pablo. My name is Tyler Kennedy, and I want to thank you. Thank you for bearing with me for that last break. I had a little bit of a kerfuffle there. The monitor ended up shutting off, so I didn't know what I had written down, but I think I got through it okay. But I just want to thank you for listening in. I had a lot of fun today, and I'm looking forward to coming back next week. You know, the end of the semester is nearing, so you've only got a couple more shows left with me. I think only two or three more. I think it's two, actually. This was one of the three. So make sure to listen in every week, and also make sure to listen to the Chill Corner with Keyshawn. That's right after my hour. And then rounding off the night, you'll be jamming with Jake. His show is from 7 to 8. Closing out my time with you, it's music from Rosalyn, Mariana Strench, and Marshmallow, only on Ignite Radio.
If you've signed your organ donor card, we thank you. But did you know that it's still your family that makes the ultimate decision? That's why you have to discuss it with them. So, if you're listening to this right now with someone in your family, look at them and say, "I want to be an organ donor." We'll wait a moment while you do that. There. It's done. Thank you. From the Kidney Foundation of Canada.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Manley, silver medalist at the Calgary Olympics. Back then, I couldn't imagine the toll Alzheimer's disease would have on my family. If we don't act now, more than a million Canadians will be affected within a generation, including people like you and me. We can stop this disease. Researchers are closer than ever, but it won't happen without your support. Please put your mind to it. Help fund the critical research of the Alzheimer's Society.
Visit www.alzheimer.ca or your local Alzheimer's Society to make a donation.
Want hit music?
We've got it.
You're listening to Ignite Radio.
Ignite Radio.
It's 4 a.m. I can't turn my head off. Wishing these memories would fade and never do.
turns out people lie. They said just snap your fingers, as if it was really that easy for me to get over you. I just need time. Snapping one, two, where are you? I'm writing a song, said this is the last one. How many last songs are left? I'm losing count. Since June 22nd, my heart's been on fire. I've been spending my nights in the rain trying to put it out. So I'm snapping one, two. Talking to people before I snap, snap, snap. Oh, I might stop talking to people before I snap. Snapping one, two, where are you?
Taking internet radio
to the next level.
This is Ignite Radio.
I've been somewhere like this before. To a place where don't make sense together anymore. And if you're saying this is the end, honey, I knew you when. The first night in our first place. We ate on the floor while summer twilight ricocheted. And it was easier back then. Honey, I knew you when. I've been loving you too long to just suddenly move on from this.
I knew you when, I knew you when.
We shed it way too much to just let it make a mess of us.
I knew you when.
I knew you.
I'm sure you're wondering, is this a new beginning or the start of another end? But if you wanna try again, honey, I'll know you then. Honey,
I've been thinking, I want you to be happier. I want you to be happier. When the morning comes and we see what we've become, in the cold light of day, we're a flame in the wind, not the fire that we begun. Every argument, every word we can't take back, 'cause with all that has happened, I think that we both know the way that this story ends. Then only for a minute, I want to change my mind, 'cause this just don't feel right to me. I wanna raise your spirits, I want to see you smile, but no, that means I'll have to leave. No, that means I'll have to leave. Lately, I've been thinking, I want you to be happier. When the evening falls and I'm left there with my thoughts, and the image of you being with someone else, well, it's eating me up inside. But we ran our course, we pretended we're okay. Now if we jump together, at least we can swim far away from the wreck we made. Then only for a minute, I want to change my mind, 'cause this just don't feel right to me. I wanna raise your spirit.